From coast to coast.
Yeah, zug 'em, baby.
Here's Martin's host.
Oh.
He's really the most.
Oh, we are, we? Ted Brown, right here, 4'6", dark hair, green piercing eyes, cat-like movements, golden afflecks dance in my eyes. I look toward you. You know what? Speaking of looks, you know, and I do. Yeah, how do you like my teeth? Hmm? I had this cap put in just a little while ago. But speaking of teeth, did you know that the Defense Department has made 12 films in the last year, all with the title, How to Brush Your Teeth? Now, that's true, I swear it. No wonder we have cavities in our wallets caused by taxes. I will never read another one like that again. Now, I don't think that... What did you think of that, folks? Huh? What did you really think of it? Enough of it. Never mind. Let's listen to music. I'm coming home. The story. Teeth, taxes, cavities. Grown man saying things like that.
I didn't get it.
You have no teeth.
I'm coming, yes, I'm coming home. You know that I'll be there. Don't you try to phone or turn the music down low. I'm coming, yes, I'm coming. You know that I'll be running. I'm coming, darling, I'll be there. Darling, you once said we could make everything work that we had. I didn't think that you would lie or try to hide it inside. I'm coming, yes, I'm coming. You know that I'll be running. Before you would never close your door. Down low. I'm coming, yes, I'm coming. You know that I'll be running. I'm coming, yes, you know that I'm. Ooh, I'm coming home, yeah, come on. Oh, I'm coming home.
Record. Let's hear it for the stories. Come on.
Yay.
All right. You thought this wasn't a live show. I'm coming home. The stories.
Hey, listen. Let me ask you something. How's your dimmer switch?
A dimmer switch being tested 200,000 times. A little thing, a dimmer switch. But the Chrysler Corporation takes care to make certain the little things on their cars work.
Extra care in engineering.
And big things like electronic ignition proved in a million miles of street and highway driving. Like the unibody construction with 4,000 welds. Like the gigantic wind tunnel to test engine cooling so you won't be left running hot. Like the typhoon test so you won't be left wet. Extra care and engineering from the Chrysler Corporation. We want you to be happy with your Dodge, Chrysler, or Plymouth from the day you buy it until the day you buy your next one.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
But you take extra care, too. Buckle up.
Hello, Mom. I'm a grandmother. What I mean to say is you're a grandmother. Last night? Oh, she's beautiful. About 7 pounds.
When you become a father, you've got more responsibility. State Farm Life has the life insurance policy you need to help you protect your wife and every new girl or boy. Call your State Farm agent.
Just like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right. Linda Ronstadt. I love that song that she did a while back. I forget the name of it, but I know it was a beauty about the kids in the caves, you know, in Europe and Naples and things. And here she is with a different drum. I'll think of it, don't worry. What a stupid intro that was I gave it. Oh. Dumb, dumb, oh, dumb man.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run?
Had a different drum. You know when I said I was a dumb man? Well, our production assistant, Suzanne Laval, is Paul Laval's daughter. You know Paul Laval, the bands. And she was applauding when I said that. I hope your father's tuba rusts. Took care of that, didn't I? Sure, I really got to you. I hope your baton warps. I hope your mama loses her lip. She's a lovely lady, her mother. You know, used to be a famous movie star. That's right. But she had no right applauding when I said that. Well, okay, let's continue on, shall we? I've been hurt. I just shaved my hair off, too.
I didn't get it.
Oh, everybody's waiting. You want the beacon cue? Okay, gang, this is you're on the monitor beacon.
Yeah.
Where is he? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Theodore Brown here, my love. I've just squashed a plum, a ham sandwich, and I'd say a jelly donut. And the studio is falling apart. Well, is that? Or is Wilma Sauce bombed again? What is that? Anyway, I... Happy New Year. What say we take the Primrose Path to Ricky Nelson's garden party? Jolly good idea, all right? Watch out where you're stepping.
I went to a garden party.
She walked to the door.
With my old friend. A chance to share old memories. Play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. One heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring in a bell, and looking like he should. At garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well.
See, and now, because we believe an informed consumer is in everybody's best interest, Monitor presents Esther Peterson with On the Consumer's Side, brought to you by the Travelers Insurance Companies and Travelers Agents and brokers everywhere.
Last year, over 2,500 children under the age of 5 were killed in automobile accidents. Many of these young lives might have been saved if the children had been properly held in with safety restraints. This is Esther Peterson, and I'll be back in 30 seconds to tell you how many of these young lives might have been saved.
These days, you want to know exactly what you're getting for your money. That's why we at the Traveler support Mrs. Peterson's program, even though we may not always agree with her. And because we think you should know more about what you get for your insurance dollars, too, we've set up the Traveler's Office of Consumer Information. If you'd like to know about issues like no-fault auto insurance, if you have an opinion you'd like to air, if you need help with some purely personal insurance problem, stay tuned, and we'll give you the numbers to call in a minute.
Picture this scene. You're riding down a busy, bustling street in a suburban town, and in the car in front of you, you see three young children. One is hanging out the window, another waving through the rear window, and a third is climbing back and forth over the seats. The poor mother is frantically trying to maneuver her car through the traffic and control the children at the same time. The danger in this scene is obvious, but this mother and thousands of other mothers drive along unaware of the danger. What's needed here are proper safety restraints for those children. What one should you buy? The only really safe restraint is one that is attached to the car structure or anchored to the car's seat belt. The safety restraint you buy depends on your child's weight. For babies up to 12 pounds, the car bed is best. It should be sturdy, deep, well padded, and should be attached to the back seat for maximum protection. A strap or several straps should be placed over the top of the car bed to reduce the possibility of ejection. For children 12 to 50 pounds, a variety of restraints can be used with confidence. For the smaller child, one between 12 or 24 pounds, car seats are probably best. Make sure that they are attached firmly to the seat of the car with the safety belt and that a shoulder strap comes with it. For larger children, up to 50 pounds, I think a harness is best. It gives them freedom of movement, yet keeps them from being thrown around in case of an accident or a sudden stop. I'll be back in a moment with a final word.
What do you think about insurance companies?
Oh, once when I was 16, I think they canceled the whole family because I had an accident.
They're fair weather friends.
They're too high for the protection we're getting.
Today, without insurance, in 2 seconds, you can get wiped out.
Well, it's too hard to collect the claim.
I can't get insurance at a decent price because I'm underage.
A policy is written so I can't understand it. And if I go to my attorney, he can't understand it.
Last year, in view of your feelings about insurance and insurance companies, we at the Travelers set up our Office of Consumer Information. If you have any questions about insurance or problems, call us. We'll do our best to help. Because we think that when people spend hundreds of dollars a year for something they don't understand, it's not good for either one of us. Call the Travelers toll-free at 800-243-0191.
Whatever safety restraints you use to protect your child, the most important thing is to use it, and to use it all the time. Never make an exception, even for that quick trip to the post office. You'll find driving a lot easier and more fun when you know the kids are safely strapped in. This is Esther Peterson for Monitor, and I'll be back with more consumer information for you next week.
On the Consumer Side with Esther Peterson has been presented by the Travelers Insurance Companies and Travelers Agents and Brokers Everywhere. And remember, for answers to any questions you may have about insurance, you call the Travelers Office of Consumer Information toll-free at 800-243-0191.
Hey, Ron, a new car, huh?
Yeah.
How do you like it, Jerry?
Beautiful. I see you got air conditioning.
Right. I figure it's worth the expense.
Well, I wouldn't know about the expense. It came as standard equipment on my Ambassador.
What?
Yeah, factory air standard on every American Motors Ambassador.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you got the automatic transmission.
Yeah, they were having a special on it. 1/3 off.
Uh-huh. It was standard on my Ambassador.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. You got a V8.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't that much extra.
The V8 was standard on the Ambassador.
Oh.
Say, what kind of buyer protection plan did you get?
Hmm?
You know, the American Motors buyer protection plan is really terrific. It covers
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Make a great deal on a great car at your American Motors dealer today and get the exclusive American Motors buyer protection plan. If we weren't building them better, we couldn't back them better.
This is called Hot Fun in the Summertime. Could I have just a moment to tell you that today, August 13th, is Family Reunion Day? And if you haven't already spent some time with your family, you might just call them. Not just one, but call your brothers and your sisters, your mom, dads, uncles, and cousins if you can. Today is Family Reunion Day. You salute the family. It's the keystone of the nation's strength. look out. Hot fun in the summertime. Oh, do it again. We're going to let our stations out there. We're going to let our cuckoos out there do it all for us. I shall return. That's a promise. Now you promise you'll come back and we've got it made. Ow!
You can't afford college, you'll never get a good job.
Wrong. Today, there is a crying need for technicians. And you don't need 4 years of college to become a well-paid technician. All you need is a year or two of technical training. For information, write Careers, Washington, D.C. That's Careers, Washington.
I just want you to know it's a live show here with a live audience. Hi there, my name is Ted Brown. Well, you know, you can't win them all. You try, that's all. A brief word here on behalf of United States Savings Bonds. Question. Which Roman emperors were is the month... Take two on the savings bonds. Brief word here on behalf of United States Savings Bonds. Question. Which Roman emperor is the month of August named after? Well, that's very simple. That's right, Nero. Now, Caesar Augustus, of course. We used to call him Big Augie. And you don't have to be the Roman emperor to make your money grow in United States savings bonds, no, sir. Sign up the day where you wake for the payroll savings plan and make regular bond purchases. And believe me, they make you an offer you can't refuse. United States savings bonds, four words to the wise. Next page. Did you ever get the feeling you wanted to say, but you really wanted to go? You can stay, you can go, you can do a lot of things. And I talk an awful lot, but it's right there in front of you. We're going to play some music here, and then we're all going to meet and buy bonds. How's that? Okay? You ain't going to buy bonds. Going to marry a rich girl and forget it? Nah, that ain't patriotic.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather around me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round a getting soft. And today about 4:30, I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost.
Thank you.
Pardon me. Pardon me, waitress?
Yeah?
Could I ask you a question?
Hey, you one of them wise guys?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I'm doing a survey.
Oh, yeah?
And I'd like to know what you think about pickups.
Oh, you are one of them wise guys.
No, not that kind of pickup. I mean a pickup truck.
Oh.
Do you know which pickup works like a truck and rides like a car?
You trying to get smart or something?
Oh, it's a Ford. Do you know which pickup has twin I-beam front suspension to smooth out the bumps?
No.
It's Ford again.
Okay, well, wait a second. Hold it. One BLT to go. Hold the mayo.
Oh, ma'am?
Yeah, go on with what you were saying.
Yes, do you know which pickup is available now at low clearance sale prices?
You sure you ain't one of them wise guys?
No, it's Ford again. During your Ford dealer's annual sell-down sale.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I can pick up a pickup during my Ford dealer's big selling sell down.
Right.
You know, you're kind of cute. I'll see you tonight at your Ford dealer's.
The monitor's sound.
Oh, yeah,
makes
baby.
All the difference.
Oh, sing it dirty, honey. Yeah. I don't mean that.
We're back again with all the folks we love. There's Susie and Sal, and there's your old pal. Your mama bathes in yogurt, your daddy eats wheat germ, and don't mess around with Big Jim Croce.
Look out now. Here we go. Big Jim.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. Stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Boy, said looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack,
don't you know you don't tug on Superman's king?
You don't speak.
Jim Croce and Don't Mess Around With Jim. Don't Mess Around With Derek, they used to say at the Garden, man, when he would come in to play the Rangers. He used to play for Boston. And the other day, hockey star Derek Sanderson became the highest paid player in professional team sports when he signed a contract with the Philadelphia Blazers for 2,625,000 hockey pucks. Now, we're told, unlike most young people today, Derek has an extremely positive outlook on life. He's under 30. Ain't very hard when you're making 2,625,000, right? And he's going to talk about his views next with Monitor's Paul Mason, who is making, well, it takes Paul at least 6 months to make that much. $2,625,000.
Derek, where did this interest in being a winner yourself begin?
My father instilled that in me when I was five. He said there's two types of people in this world, winners and losers. He says, I want you to be nothing but a winner. No matter what happens, you can't lose under any circumstances. And he says, that's the type of man that makes money and is successful.
Well, in this time when the family seems to be less and less important in a great deal of our lives, here you've got your family with you, and you apparently don't agree with what's happening.
Well, I don't agree with what's happening to a lot of things in this world, but one thing is that I believe very definitely in very close relationships. You see, I've never suffered through a bad home life. I've never suffered through a drunken father. I've never suffered through a drinking mother or a wild, carousing mother. I've had two home life stabilized people that have been my parents, which I'm very proud of, which my success I owe all to them because of the way they brought me up. It was upbringing, it was character, it was what they made me understand it. Life has got to be a dependability on people, and you can depend on us first and look for friends and choose them wisely. And that's what I've tried to do, and it's a very simple, basic relationship with human nature, that's all.
Well, with this background, how does it look to you when you see the family in the United States sort of getting weaker and weaker and weaker?
Well, I really honestly believe you only hear from the abstainers. You don't hear from the strong families, from the powerful families, from the loyal families. They don't get in the press. All you hear about is the sensationalistic ripoffs, the people that knock the parents, that run away from home, the outcast. The press should print more on the relationship of a happy family, good families and that, but they don't, because it doesn't make press. They only want to hear the rioters and the abstainers. And they should go back more to a peaceful attitude and a good home life, which was founded on, family, church, and relationships amongst parents and children, which is the key to our success.
Derek Sanderson, a winner. And this is Paul Mason for Monitor.
That was good. That was good. Derek, actually, most hockey players, are unbelievably underpaid for many, many, many years, And so although they're getting fantastic prices now, they played for practically nothing for a good long time and to full houses, too, in most cases. Now, let's put a little love in your heart. You want it? Jackie DeShannon can do it for you. Nice doing. I like that. Jackie DeShannon and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. How about you folks are out there wanting to come to New York and get in the show biz and do things? Well, I'll tell you, I don't blame you. We've got a lot of people here who are talented and they've done it. If you do come to New York, you can call Danny Sutter here at NBC and he'll give you good advice and possibly maybe even give you a job. I don't know. Because he's my producer and I tell you, he's got the touch of genius about him. And now, if you don't mind, we'll open up the network and tell you you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Thank you.
love. I'm back again. I am Theodore Brown right here and Monitor. And we present another gripping episode in the continuing series called The Commercial.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a physician.
Ah, I'm a doctor. In your line of work, do you believe in having the right tools and that call for inspection should be made at the proper time?
I don't know what you're getting at. What do you mean by that?
Well, extra care and engineering. When you have a patient leave your office, a body leaves your office. Like a body leaves a Chrysler Corporation plant?
Yes.
When that body leaves your office,
yes,
to go out into the world, how do you want that body to live?
To function as maximally as possible.
And it's the same at the Chrysler Corporation. They use 4,000 welds in a unibody. And in all their cars built in North America, they use torsion bar suspension. GM uses torsion bars only in Cadillac Eldorado and Oldsmobile Toronado. Chrysler Corporation inspects, and the inspectors are checked then by other checkers. Extra care and engineering in every Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler. What's your medical opinion of all that?
Can't really give you a medical opinion about it.
Okay, then how about a driver's opinion?
I think you're better off with a Chrysler than a doctor.
It's time to catch up on sports.
Hello, sports fans. Ted Brown right here. And we're going to bring to you one of the great ones. I mean, here's a man that just came in this very minute. He still has a telephone wire wrapped around his neck. And the minute he gets it unwrapped, why, I'm sure we'll have our first exclusive. And so here he is, the one and only. His name spelled backwards is Wabell Yug.
Thank you. I think that's me. This is my time, I suspect. Okay, Ted. Hello, everybody. Pretty Chrissy Evert won the U.S. Clay Court Tennis Championships just a little while ago, and you'll be hearing from her later on. So will Ted. This is an exclusive note first. One big basketball collegiate star is still loose and unsigned. The reasons are many, I think. I think, for example, that the American Basketball Association and the NBA have actually a gentleman's agreement not to bid up too high for any player this season they expect to merge. But I'm talking about a great All-American, Tom Riker, of the University of South Carolina, the man that the New York Nets were trying to get till they picked up fabulous Jim Jones. Now, Riker was drafted by the Knickerbockers and by Carolina of the ABA. They've been piddling around, making ridiculous offers to Riker, and now this commentator does have exclusive information. And it's this, that a new club has entered the picture and has started bidding for Riker. The ABA champions, the Indiana Pacers, and they've got a lot of dough. I hear a deal with Riker's manager, Arthur Morse, has been set. Delay is only because Riker's got to now secure his release from Carolina, which drafted him. Why Carolina hasn't signed him, I don't know, but why the Knicks haven't signed him is ludicrous. All of their forwards are getting old or older. Bradley wants to quit. And with this broadcast, the Knickerbockers, I hereby on notice, you have a couple of days to sign the 6'10" great forward, Tom Riker. But if you don't, you do have the rest of the season to kick yourself in the pants. Here's the baseball picture. The National League, the lowly Phillies beat out Montreal 2-1. Winning pitcher, the ace, Steve Carlton, and the only thing that Philadelphia has to smile about at all. Carlton won his 19th, 14th game in a row, and he just told me that he's doing things a little bit differently.
It's a little different this year. I'm throwing a slider again. Last year I didn't throw the slider, and this enables me to set up a hitter a little, possibly a little easier. And I'm getting it over because I'm so consistent. I get the slider over and the curveball over when I'm behind the hitter, which puts him at a disadvantage, so to speak, that they can't sit on the fastball in a position where they would be normally looking for it. But I haven't changed any type of style of setting up a hitter. I don't know there's that many ways that you can set up a hitter, you know.
Steve Carlton, the only good news Philadelphia has. Here's some good news for followers of Jack Nicklaus. I assume this was official. He apparently has won the Westchester Golf Classic in Harrison, New York with an 18 under par, but I have no details. I don't think the rest of the field is in yet. Nicklaus has won the Westchester Classic. And in the rest of baseball, the Reds over Atlanta 9-4. The American League, Detroit over Cleveland 3-2. And wait till you hear this. Manager Billy Martin, desperate over four consecutive losses, picked the lineup out of a hat today. So, weak-hitting Eddie Brinkman wound up batting fourth, and they won anyway, 3-2. The New York Yankees took the first of two from Milwaukee, 5-3. Hitting star Gene Michael, a bases-loaded triple to tie the game. Later on, he scored the winning run, and Gene Michael, as usual, was the goat defensively. A couple of errors, and in the dressing room moments ago, Gene Michael did not make excuses.
Well, I want to play better defense than I did today. I had two errors, and I'd have to say that's unusual for me, but hitting a triple with bases loaded is unusual, too, so I really don't know what to say about it, except that I don't want to make errors. And if
where do you think the Yankees are better than the other clubs?
Well, I think we are. I think we can handle them now. Our pitching is sound. They're sparky. We score enough runs. Our defense is a lot better than it was. We're a good ball club now. That's all there is to it. And we're in good shape right now. I think we might have an advantage over some of the other ball clubs.
Detroit is half a game behind Baltimore. The Yankees 1.5 back. The Yankees today are all saddened by the death of their general manager of their greatest days, George Weiss. And I'll be talking to Casey Stengel a bit later. Chris Evert won at Indianapolis today, beating her perennial rival, Yvonne Goolagong, in straight sets. She rallied in the first after being down 5-0. And moments ago, she told me what helped her win after a very lousy start.
I started playing more aggressive, and she let up a little bit. Maybe she got too confident. She started missing shots that I've never seen her miss before. And, you know, I just played, you know, with patience and let her make mistakes. And, you know, I think I played the whole match that way.
Chris, it was public that you hoped that people thought you also looked sexy or were sexy. Is that true?
Well, I didn't say that, you know, in the first place. Someone asked me, what would I rather be known as, cute, pretty, or sexy? And I just said, you know, laughingly, you know, sexy, but they made a big deal of it.
However, isn't that the way you would feel, though?
Well, you know, yeah, I think any girl would want it.
Yeah, sure. Now, as I help Ted Brown back into his seat, this is Guy LeBeau at the Monitor Sports Desk.
Well, the truth is, all the photographers take pictures of Chris Evert and her little lace panties that she wear. They are cute, but they make her sexy, you see.
Sportscasters can't say that kind of word over
what?
Here. What you just said.
Cute?
Before. Certainly not cute.
Oh. Well, anyway, Chris, wherever you are, you're cute and sexy, baby. That's right, and you got a great backhand. Okay, thank you. That was Guy LeBeau, and now my favorite group, Detroit Emeralds. And baby, let me take you in your arms. Let me take you in my arms. Ow! Mm. Yeah.
Let me take it in my arms.
What a backhand she's got.
Let me take it in my arms and hold you.
Go, Detroit Emeralds, and baby, let me take you in my arms. And now, are you ready for Andy? Here's Andy Granatelli. Hi, Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy Granatelli. I'd like to tell you about the Wankel, a revolutionary rotary engine we're testing at the STP Corporation. The Wankel is small enough to fit into a compact car, yet powerful enough for a limousine. It works with fewer parts than your piston engine and weighs 1/3 less and rotates somewhat like a turbine. That's why I believe the Wankel is the engine of the future. And that's why we're testing the STP double oil filter on it right now. In its own way, the STP double oil filter is as different and as futuristic as the Wankel. It's not just a single filtering element, like the three largest selling brands, but a filter in a filter for longer protection against harmful sludge and abrasives that can wear out your engine. Next oil change, ask for the STP double oil filter and start your own revolution.
The STP double oil filter. Not just a single filter, but a filter in a filter to double clean your oil.
How about the Peace Train, the Ventures? Want to hear a bit of it? You've got it if you...
Is almost over. My Sherry.
You too, sir.
But do not be sad. There's still a lot of good listening ahead on NBC Radio tonight. For instance, the man who made a big hit of Green Door, the one, the only, the incomparable, Garth Kern will be here, and he'll be doing his thing. He's going to talk to a doctor who has just returned from Hanoi, a scientist who will make a prediction about the next major San Francisco earthquake, and designer Arnold Scassi will be here to design something. And later tonight, NBC's Radio Award-winning Second Sunday series will focus on the suburban sprawl. That's what's happening to our cities. I want to thank you for being with me. It was fun. I enjoyed it. See you next week, okay? Je le coute toi, mon chéri, toi son.
What? You please.
Huh? Who is that?
Zags.
When you're a Maverick, you do the unexpected. And that's what Ford Maverick is doing right now. Ford Maverick is bringing you unexpected luxury in a compact car. It's called the Luxury Decor Option. Inside, you get reclining bucket seats, thickly padded and covered with glove-soft vinyl, plush cut-pile carpeting, European-type armrests, recessed door handles, wood grain accents. Outside, grained vinyl roof with matching vinyl in the body side molding and bumper guards, plus color-keyed wheel covers and steel-belted radial ply tires for long mileage. The Maverick Luxury Decor Option. Unexpected luxury in a compact car at an unexpectedly low price. See it at your Ford dealers.
Listening better. Building better. That's Ford.